Yes, I do, Sister White.
We will not fear.
The kingdom is alive. The kingdom's on the move with the poor and the meek and the hungry and the lonely.
I'll never forget it.
Well, hello and welcome to a Spectrum interview. I'm your host, Kevin McCarty. Today, I'm joined by the executive producer, Kelly McPherson, producer of the new Moses story coming out on Netflix on March 27th. So thank you for having me.
My pleasure. That's nice to be here.
I know you have a long string of interviews today, so I'm excited that you've blocked me in. I had wondered after watching the series, I've greatly enjoyed it. The baseline question that came to me was, why? Because we have a history of, you know, the Ten Commandments in 1956, the Prince of Egypt in 1998, and of course, Exodus, God and King. So what brought about the timing or the desire or to bring about another Moses story?
We thought, what the heck? Let's have one more. No. We had done a few historical docudramas with Netflix that were well received, and their documentary team reached out to us and said, "Hey, would you guys be interested in doing a series or miniseries on the Bible?" And we said, "Yeah, we'd love to." And they said, "Okay, great. Talk amongst yourselves. Pick a story you'd like to do, and get back to us." And it was really that straightforward. And it took us 5 minutes. I remember the conversation, and we're like, let's do Moses. It's going to be, in many ways, arguably the most iconic and a touchstone for so many people across so many different faiths and people that are, you know, aren't necessarily a faith, you know, all people of all walks of life. But that's also the challenge, because they've all the shows you just mentioned, they've seen these. And so we said, but we like the challenge of doing something that people, a story they know and love, but finding a different way to tell it where it kind of feels new or feels surprising or, you know, thought provoking. And so, but we went back and Netflix said, yeah, let's do Moses. That's great. And so our immediate thought was, you know, we had, this story obviously has the epic, and we wanted to tell it inside out with the intimate. We know the epic, all the big plagues and, you know, the burning bush and the Red Sea, all those things are going to be there, which is so great. It's great to start with that. It's like, okay, we got this, at least initially. But it was, how do we tell this through the eyes of Moses in a way that feels more personal, even less at arm's length, and reveals kind of something about him that people may have not thought, you know, thought of him that way. And so we started that way, and we said, we always start with like a little tagline internally, like what's going to be like our guiding ethos or our, you know, thesis for the story. And we're like, you know, the journey from, you know, murderer and fugitive to prophet and messenger of God. And we're like, that gives us plenty of space to fill in there to tell a great story. And so, you know, you can read the Bible or the Quran or the Torah, and all those main beats of those stories are there. I mean, the stories are great, and they've stood the test of time. They're iconic, and they're kind of the foundation for most stories you see today. But we said, let's try to fill in the blanks there. Like, what was going on? Like, if you're one person, one human being that starts off dealt a bad hand in life and does the unthinkable and kills somebody, how do you come back from that? And how do you ever learn to forgive yourself and live with yourself? And then beyond that, like, how do you still, figure out who you are? Is that really who you are? Or who are you, and what's your purpose in this world? And those were our two questions, identity and finding one's place in the world. And not that they're kind of intertwined. And so that was kind of our approach, and we were going to tell it all through Moses. And we thought by doing that, it would make it accessible to people maybe aren't faced with these kind of obstacles, but in your own life, it's all relative. Like whatever you're faced with, it's going to seem insurmountable, or it's going to seem like, I can't believe this happened. What am I going to do? Who am I to even end up in this place? And we thought it was relatable, and we thought approaching his character that way and our story, it would give it a more contemporary feel. And not contemporary for contemporary sake, it would still be very much grounded in this time and setting and the stuff that people love and what resonates with them about the story. But we want to make a Moses that people feel like, oh, that could be me. I can relate to that, you know? So that was kind of it. In a long-winded way, that's what it was.
Well, and that's certainly what I felt watching it is, sometimes, like you said, we know the story so much that we forget that there's actual lived people. You know, you have the verse, he spent 40 years in the desert. Like, well, what were those 40 years like? You know, we gloss over some of the humanness. And I think the Moses story, as you guys were showing it, does such a beautiful job. The humanness of it very much comes out. I remember having a biblical study professor point out all the statements of Moses not wanting to be the leader. Right? Like, I can't speak. Well, I'll send Aaron. Well, I got your people up. Can I go home? And then God's like, well, actually, I'll send your wife to you. Like, and that was one of the beautiful things I think you guys did incredibly well is like, yeah, Moses, human, full of doubts, right? A lot of doubts, especially when you're battling the big gods of Egypt. And I thought that was a very well-written piece. And it also comes out in the style. I've never heard of a documentary drama before. So what brought about that kind of stylistic interpretation?
Well, we had done two of these docudramas for Netflix on the Ottoman Empire because, you know, my producing partner is half Turkish and half American. And so, and we were based in Los Angeles and Istanbul. And so we wanted to tell stories from a more global perspective, like stories that you may have only seen from a Western perspective or vice versa, whatever it was. And we had done documentaries. We had produced a couple of indie films and done, strangely enough, Turkish television, like Turkish dramas. And we kind of, it blended both worlds, and we had, but what we did, instead of making these like dramatizations or reenactments or recreations, whatever people call them, they've been called everything. We approached it as we're telling a scripted narrative. And so we always start that way. It's like we research the source material. We're not going to change the story from the story that people know, but we may offer how we get between those points, like the motivations, heightening those and bringing out elements of these characters. And so, we pitched them as these docudramas and where you could also, the drama drives it. And it's probably 75% of the show, maybe 80 sometimes. And then you bring in these experts for their kind of insights and the color and kind of commentary on these things and kind of like, you know, offering other side, kind of making you think about it a little bit more. But in a perfect world, the drama lives on its own, but the documentary part of it just kind of enhances it. And it's really strange because, not strange, but it's tough because you're not doing a full drama and you're not doing a full documentary. And to weave those in, that takes a lot of time. And the final script you go to shoot with, it may look a little different by the time you finish editing everything. So, but it's fun. I mean, it's a puzzle. But yeah, we just thought that was a great way to do that. And it was also another way, because you obviously can't tell one cohesive story and try to tell every different perspective of that story from a dramatic scripted perspective. But it does give you the opportunity to bring people in from different viewpoints, different religions, all whatever it is, and say, yeah, our thought on this is this, or we believe this. But at the same time, also, you see the overlap. They can be like, you can see, oh, they're in agreement. Like these different faiths, they really have a lot of overlap. And that really surprised me of how much there was in these different faiths with the story of Moses and Exodus.
Yeah, I thought that was an incredible strength, bringing in, you know, the Jewish perspective, the Christian, and the Islamic. Of course, mm-hmm. Moses is central to all three faiths in all three scriptures. And not only that, you layered in, you had the one African-American pastor talking about Martin Luther King. You had the one Muslim woman scholar bringing in some of her perspective. So your diversity of thought, I thought, was so well included and brought to life the story. So I had wondered about what kind of, you know, the term interfaith or the term interreligious approach, what was it like developing that? And have you received any criticism? Because I know sometimes when we engage other faiths, it could be an us versus them, but somehow you guys created such a beautiful all of us together moment through this series.
Yeah, it's interesting with that, because we don't censor anybody in what they say, but I think if you do a straight up documentary, that much more lends itself to people offering point counterpoint, and where it's almost like a debate within the story you're telling. With this, we really kind of came at it, I don't want to sound Pollyannish, but we came at it from a more positive places. Like you mentioned, Moses plays such a key role in all these faiths and is revered as a prophet in all three. And we kind of wanted it to be where they could offer you clear-eyed, you know, analysis and their thoughts on him and the story, but we hope at the end of the day, it all came across too, what they all loved about him in this story and what they related to in this story. And that can be different things. You know, it can be as different as what your own life experiences are. It's like, oh, when I did this, it reminds me of when, you know, Moses did this. And so all of them had, we wanted people that were passionate about it and not just somebody that is a biblical, like a theologian or a biblical historian who knows all the stories, but we looked for people that had some specific personal, you know, tie to it, whether it's just how the story, how beloved it was for them, or if they've written biographies, or if they've written, you know, preached sermons on Moses that are really, you know, that are really near and dear to them. So kind of did that. And also you want people that have an interesting, different perspective. And because it's really boring if everybody feels the same way and says the exact same things.
Well, I know our time is wrapping up here. So I wanted to end with kind of the future or projection question of what do you hope to accomplish, or what kind of, now that you're going to be releasing this on March 27th, what kind of reception or what kind of direction do you want this to take people that are watching it? What's your future hope, I suppose, is the question.
Millions and millions of viewers. No. I honestly, at the end of the day, I want people to think that when that was a really great series, that was a really great story. And I think for people that don't know the story, and whether they catch it intentionally or by chance, that they're like, wow, I didn't know that. Now I get why this story's so enduring. And then I think for people of faith who grew up with it, no matter what their faith is or what their background, I hope they say, wow, that's a different version of it. And it adds to what I already love about it, and adds another layer to it. It doesn't try to replace anything. But wow, I didn't think I could be, you know, surprised, but this is, you know, I love what they did with it. I think it's really, you know, it's a new take on a story that I thought I knew.
That's certainly how I felt with the added perspectives. I really enjoyed the widening, the expansive, the commentary, all those things brought the story to a life in a new way. So thank you very much.
Well, my pleasure. I'm so glad you liked it. I mean, I really love the people that we had, the experts, and I think I really was thankful that they all kind of came and just shared their thoughts with us.
Awesome. So that again is Testaments, the story of Moses, coming to Netflix on March 27th. It's a three-part series. and I highly suggest you check it out.
Yes, I knew Sister White.
We will not fear.
The kingdom is alive. The kingdom's on the move when the poor and the meek and the hungry and the lonely...